Hey, welcome back. I believe that's when we last were here. Something happened. But I can't really tell what. I was taking one of my little snoozes. Perhaps the butler witnessed it. Butler? Did you bear witness to whatever happened? He's not talking. He usually doesn't talk unless he's reading the story. Speaking of the story, today's feature is called
The Long Straw.
I've been having this problem for a while now.
Whenever I leave a cup of water or juice or soda alone, even for just a minute, when I come back, half of it is gone. And pulling away from it, I see a very long red straw. At first, I didn't know what was doing it, as the straw would often be gone before I got there. I only found out by pretending to leave the room and hiding around the corner in the hallway. And there it was, clear as day, coming in through the window and taking a sip of my drink. I've tried to catch it, first with my hands, and then by slamming the window down on it, but it's way too fast for that, and too slippery. Then, one day, I had a clever idea. I would set a big pitcher of water down on my kitchen table and leave the window open. Then, I'd wait outside for the straw to arrive, and while it was busy with the pitcher of water, I would follow it to its source. Brilliant! The straw arrived just as expected, and being careful not to touch it, I began to follow along its path. It took me down the local woodland trail, and then forked towards a segment that seemed more overgrown than the rest. Through the roots, grass, and fallen trees, you could barely make out that there was ever a trail there at all. Soon enough, the straw was winding between the trees deep in the forest. I struggled my way through the thorny bushes until I came to a small, sunlit clearing with a tiny graveyard in the middle. The straw descended into the earth in front of one of the graves, right where its resident's head would be. Aha! So that's it. This dead guy has been stealing my drinks. I looked at the straw, which shifted momentarily above the tree line, having seemingly finished the pitcher of water I left for it. And by the looks of it, he's stealing from multiple houses, not just mine. As I stood on top of that grave triumphant, suddenly a horrible thought struck me. Wait a second. If he's been sipping beverages from everyone in reach, then, just logistically speaking, this whole grave should be filled with piss. I felt my foot begin sinking into the ground.